You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a book frequently coveted and passed around by young girls turns 20 this month. We'll talk about how the care and keeping of you has made many girls feel more comfortable in their bodies as they grow up. First, school districts around the country are trying some new ways to address a growing problem: students missing class. According to the U.S. Department of Education, nearly 8 million students, or about 16%, were considered chronically absent for missing at least 15 days in the 2015-2016 school year. It's up from about 7 million 2 years earlier. A group called Attendance Matters released a survey this summer that showed Wisconsin's chronically absent rate to be about 16%. That's the 22nd highest in the country. In an effort to boost attendance, schools are trying a mix of punishments and rewards, from imposing re-enrollment fees to raffling off cars and other stuff. Tonnell Hobbs is the Wall Street Journal's national K-12 education reporter. Tonnell, welcome to Central Time.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is something that's on the radar at school districts around the country and at the national level. Talk a little more about the growth, apparently, in chronic absenteeism.
Yes, it's just really, the last data, you just cited the 2015-16 data, but that's up 12% from 2013-14 school year. And, you know, this is the first school year that a lot of the states will use chronic absences to help identify schools in need of improvement under the new education law. So, you know, they've always tried to find ways to get kids to come to school, but even more so now, as far as it affecting their rating. And, you know, also it drives funding. So they can lose funding when kids don't show up.
Now, those numbers I read, those don't all imply that all of those kids are malevolently skipping school. There were years, I was a sickly kid, there were years I would have been counted under those statistics
exactly.
For missed schools due to illness. Do we know how much is, optional school missing?
No, there's no good data on that. Obviously, there are some kids who are out ill and they're going to miss. But in talking to some of the school officials out there, they do believe there's a good number of them just missing class, which is why they've went to these different measures of offering TVs and boxes of Cheetos or whatever kind of perks just to get them to come to class, to motivate them to come to school.
Yeah, we'll get into that rewards and punishment you wrote about. One of the innovative things was a school offering a laundry service. Can you talk about that story?
You know, that's something that hasn't been reported a lot, but that is a pretty big issue as of late. And actually, that school district is in New Jersey, Westside High School, New Jersey, and they had noticed that there was bullying going on in the school and that some kids, apparently, upon talking to them and their parents, did not want to come because their clothes were dirty. So basically what the school district did, they said, you know what, we got to provide some kind of laundry services for these kids so that they won't feel, you know, be bullied when they come to school in dirty clothes. So that's what they did. And come to find out, actually, Whirlpool Corporation, they have a program where they actually provide washers and dryers in some schools, and there's like 58 schools that they've actually set up laundromats in just to try to address bullying and to help with the chronic absenteeism rate, to keep it down.
And that opens a window onto maybe why some kids aren't showing up at the school. It might be conditions of homelessness or limited facilities at the home. It might be a stress also, or fears of coming to school.
No, that's a great point. And that's what's going on. You know, the days of, I know back in my day, you had the truant officer. They'd go around and round up the kids who were truant. Nowadays, you're seeing more of these school districts. They're actually just putting in, and they always have different names for them, but a lot of them are called truancy interventionists or truancy specialists, where they actually go into the home, and instead of just, you know, trying to round up the kid, they're looking at the situation. You know, is there electricity on? Does the family have food? Does the family need help? So they're looking at it from a social service type angle, too.
Talking to Tonnell Hobbs with the Wall Street Journal. She covers K-12 education, talking about efforts to keep kids in school and make sure they don't miss class for one reason or another. Donnell, you started to touch on the reward side of things. Some schools are trying incentives from very small to pretty big. Can you talk about the range of, carrots to try to get kids to come to school?
Yes, I mean, there is the range. There's obviously, you always have your certificates and everything. But more schools are starting to partner with the car dealerships, too, so that they can raffle off a car. You're seeing more TV giveaways. You know, if you have perfect attendance for the semester, you might get your name, in the bowl. And if they pick your name, you can walk off with a TV or a mini refrigerator. So they're trying different things to get the kids, and there's some superintendents that say it does work. Obviously, you have concern out there because people don't want these students to only come to school when they think they're going to get a perk or a gift, and then when the gifts stop, then what? So that's always a concern, too.
And then on the flip side, some schools, as you say, they're visiting homes, and some are trying to figure out targeted ways to punish kids if they don't show up, to give them that incentive to come to school. What are you seeing there?
Well, there's a school district that I carry. This might be more of the, as far as the situations go with the punishment, this might be one of the most major ones. But it's Dothan City Schools in Alabama, and what they're doing, if you have 10 unexcused absences, they're just, taking you out of school. They're disenrolling you. Your parent actually has to come back up and re-enroll you in school and pay a $25 fee. You don't see that happening a lot, and I don't know if that will catch on, but they felt like they needed to do something to get the parents' attention, so they will withdraw your child if they have 10 unexcused absences and the parents have to pay a fee to get them re-enrolled.
And it seems like a more common approach that you reported on was just better communication and making sure parents know if their kids aren't in school and some of the consequences.
Yes, definitely. And there was actually a study that came out, and, there's professors and there's researchers that will tell you there is no single solution to deal with this. But there was a couple professors that did a study, and they actually looked at just mail and personalized letters to the parents to let them know, hey, your child has been absent this many days. This is how it stacks up to other kids. And that seemed to be very helpful. So just something just as simple as, letting the parents know, because there are times when parents just really aren't aware that their child is missing so many days.
Now, it may seem obvious that if kids aren't in school, they're probably not learning at school. Our State Department of Public Instruction has an info sheet on the consequences of missing lots of school. Do we know long term how much it affects kids if they're missing more than, say, 10% of the school year?
Yeah, there's been research on that, and it's going to vary by school district and probably even state. But they do say that they've seen that when you look at the dropout rate, the kids that are at risk of dropping out are the ones with the chronic absenteeism problems.
We'll leave it there for now. Tonnell, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Tonnell Hobbs is the Wall Street Journal's national K-12 education reporter. We talked with her about her reporting on what schools are doing around the country to address a growing number of students missing class.